Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Berlin, we got Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier, coming up the next hour or so, hour and a half potentially. Stuck on the tarmac, that's a tough place to be. But,
yeah, wait, ask Wayne Kiffin.
But, he was permanently stuck on the tarmac for getting fired there. Yeah. AC is just hanging out on a plane, but 92.3 The Fan and Seaside Events wants to send you on the Browns Fan Cruise March 3rd through the 7th in 2025. Tune in weekdays at 9 a.m. I'm going to say it again. Mm-hmm. Tune in weekdays at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. to hear the cruise code word. Then enter the code word at 923thefan.com by the end of that hour to get registered to win. Reserve your spot on the 2025 Browns Fan Cruise at brownsfancruise.com. Use code THEFAN2025 to save $200. Brought to you by Spirit Airlines, Seaside Events, and Sports Radio 923 The Fan. The Cavs have done it over the weekend and yesterday. They became just the fourth team in NBA history to start the season 12-0. Let's get a banner going. I mean, I wanted the personal best. Now they're doing what I want, which is to put it beyond reproach. Give me 15, 16, 17 games.
Same start that. As the 96 Bulls. I mean, they're in rarefied air, Nick.
People have been saying, it's me when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
People have been saying, this team is the that Bulls team. I don't even remember who it was. That Bulls team specifically is who they are. So I think it's interesting because...
That's the 72-10 team, by the way.
I think, which was a good team.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, people have said that's a very good basketball
team. Reports just
in.
Not MJ. Oh, boy.
But there was a statue of him in the United Center that I saw on Sunday night. I was like, this guy? I mean, he's basically the Nate Thurman of the Chicago Bulls.
I can see you going up to the statue and then just saying his name wrong or something like that.
You know, when I went there in March, I tried to take a picture of myself giving it the bird, and there was this
I remember you telling this story.
I got bird-dogged by this old
easy.
Security guard. That's not a thing.
Bird-dogged. I just like saying easy.
But he was like, young man, you can't do that. He was like, if you take that picture, I'm going to kick you out of here. And I was like, no. He terrorized my childhood. I don't think you understand. He's the villain, not me.
There are people that'll lose their job making sure that you don't take that photo, by the way.
Hey, in fairness, I probably could have gotten in trouble for posting it online, which is the first thing I would have done. So he might have saved my job in all of this.
You're fine.
But still, bleep Michael Jordan. However, I don't know people are... I think people are enjoying the winning, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know people are that invested in the record yet because it's so far-fetched.
I don't know. I feel like it's all we talk about.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I'm invested in the record.
Okay, so you're okay.
Yeah. I know they don't have, as of right now.
I don't know, man.
They do not have a whispers, prayers, chance in hell of getting that record because they're about to play a lot of basketball in a short amount of time.
I read a CBS Sports article earlier today making the exact opposite case than that, where they were trying to make the case that it's like...
So they're selling a fight?
That it's not a hard stretch to think that they could get it done. They're like the Celtics, and then there's a bad team sandwich in between, and then the Nuggets around like games 21, 22, 23. They're like, that's the stretch. If they get past the first Celtics game, then and they're like going game by game. They're going game by game. Like, we're going to get to 15 easy, according to the CBS article. And then they give us every easy game as a guaranteed win. Like, the part of it that makes it impressive, Nick, is what happened on Saturday against the Nets team where we were down. And then yesterday against the Bulls team where you're down 9 with minutes left in the third quarter.
So I'm going to call my shot on this one because I think I know when it's coming.
The loss? Ready? You're going to predict the loss?
I think I'm going to predict the loss.
Okay.
I think it's going to be the Hornets on Sunday. because it's the one we don't see coming. And right now, LaMelo's playing as well as he has in 3 years. I mean, I think he had 30-some points in the Sixers' loss that shouldn't have been a loss. Like, Brandon Miller also is a beast. They've got size, which is going to give you problems defensively because they just throw size at you for days. I mean, their backcourt is a combined 6'7 on average. I think, and by the way, it's the team that everybody's like, it's the Hornets. Like, even
it's kind of what we just said about the Bulls, even though, right? Well, and that was 17 lead changes, 15 ties.
But, like, I remember being in Charlotte and talking to an opposing coach, and they lost to the Hornets in a game they had no business. And he looked at me and just said, it's the Hornets. Like, they just did not take them seriously, didn't even take a loss to them seriously. Like, yeah, of course, who cares? I mean, what am I going to take away from a loss to the Hornets?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that was very, very, very early on in the Hornets' time with Borrego. Like, I think it was the first year. And then they gained some respectability, and then the last 3 years have completely shot it all down. So, like, I totally look at that Hornets loss, and I'm like, they're not going to lose. Like, they might lose to the Celtics. That's one, because they're the other team that's above 500
in
the East.
Realistically, you're going to be 8, 9, 10-point favorites against all these teams except for Boston and then except for that stretch where, well, without Maxey, without Embiid.
I mean, yeah, but Saleh's playing like young
you're
Embiid.
You're going to be, I don't know, what are you, probably 5, 6-point favorites in that game even?
Yeah, probably. But Paul George. I almost went real formal with him. Paul George is going to be healthy for that game. That's enough for people who pay vague attention to what the NBA is.
I don't know. It's fine. I'm having a fun time.
I feel like you're underselling this. I think I just called my shot, and I think I'm the guy who's pro winning streak, and that's the game that.
No, I feel like everyone's pro winning streak, and I like that it's a winning streak for different reasons. That Darius Garland looks back to being like old Darius Garland, although it's too early to say that.
I thought you were flipping the switch on DG.
No, way too early. Entirely too early. Ty Jerome, can we talk about him for a second? Why is Ty Jerome like the best basketball player we never saw coming?
We're going to do all 5 hours on Ty, maybe 4.5.
Might as well. I mean, I feel like other people in this city want to go ahead and do 5 hours on Ty Jerome. Would we be unfounded if we did?
All right. A little shot fired there.
Quits his golf game, and all of a sudden is this guy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about
it. He's the new Craig Elo, some have been saying. I'm saying it. So are you in?
Atkinson is fun. There's fun parts of this.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, the winning. That's the fun part.
If they were 12-1, if they were 13-0, I'm thinking about them the exact same way.
You keep going to that. You started it, if they were 8-1, would we feel any different? And now we're to, if they're 12-1.
I want to fall in love with this streak the same way everybody else is, but like, you saw what happened over this weekend.
So wait. When can we start?
You saw what happened.
When can we embrace the streak? Because I've said if it's going to happen,
I thought you
soon.
Said you started off. You said that no, not nearly as many people are embracing this as you want.
Yes,
I'm just in that group of people.
Come to the dark side, or in this case, I think it'd be the light side.
If you beat Boston and then you're solely in second place all time, is that the goal? Is that what we want to do? I don't know.
What's the difference? Is it 16 games or is it 21 games? There's a huge difference.
What means more? Well, I don't know. So they're trying way too hard to win these games, and it worries me a little bit. Because I looked and saw what happened with the Lakers in the in-season tournament last year. Now the NBA Cup. Yeah. And they just went so hard night in, night out, because LeBron had to win everything. And so LeBron needed to win the NBA Cup. And then they were just spent for months on end afterwards.
I don't think it's the same thing, because, yes... And we're going to get to Darius Garland saying the thing. I do want to play that in a moment, but they're not over. Like, they're not doing it the way JB Bickerstaff did it.
No, they're
like,
not.
This is the best way to chase. And I don't think they're chasing it. I think the players are aware of it, and we'll get to that in a second. But they're not. We're not playing Donovan 40 minutes a night. We're not playing Darius 40 minutes a night, or Evan Mobley in the centers. Like, you're 12 deep right now. And the reason, conceivably, that you won the last two games is you went to different lineups.
Right.
That's not the point of doing that.
You trailed by 12 at the start of the fourth quarter on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then last night, as you're alluding to, you went to this Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill, Caris LeVert, George Niang, Dean Wade lineup that outscored him 19-9.
Yeah. And by the way,
it erased the deficit that...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You had, and you just, I mean, first off, you can't sell me on the idea that they're trying their ass off to try to have this winning streak extended, and then when you're down in the third quarter by almost double digits, that's the five that you put out there. I just don't know, but it erased it.
Well, but because here's the thing. This team, when Kenny Atkinson goes to that, this team doesn't take it as the signal that you're giving up. Like, that's the sign of
teams,
a really well-coached team.
Most teams would. If it's those five guys out there,
yeah,
most teams would.
If you don't have Darius and Donovan on the court at any point,
none of your core four for that 19-9 run.
Under JB, that same ploy is we're going to lose by 30 because we're just giving up.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And that's maybe a little heavy-handed. Maybe it's a 20-point loss. I don't want to put a 30-point
loss. I get what you're saying, though. Yeah.
But, like, I think that's, again, like, that is, because I think people have looked at that and said, well, they're not going to keep this up because look what they had to do to get those two wins. No, I think you're missing the magic of what this is right now. The magic of this is they're 12 deep at any given point, and they're trying things because that's what you should do this time of year.
Yeah, I
like
think
this idea of, I know these eight guys, and these are the eight guys that are going to play from now on, that doesn't work in today's NBA. It's not 1995-96. That's how you burn through these dudes.
Right, and I think that would be the concern a lot of people would have, but they're not doing it that way.
Winning and doing it this way is freaking brilliant.
It feels like everything is going right for him right now.
Yeah, that's kind of how winning strengths
Ty Jerome is shooting like 60% from three or something insane like that. I mean,
that's
a career 33% three-point shooter is in the 50 percentile. I mean, like, what
are
we doing?
You're all over the place here. I thought you were all here for the Ty Jerome glow-up.
I want the Ty Jerome glow-up, but I'm also understanding that this is not how things work. When he's had as much experience in the NBA as he's had, the Ty Jerome glow-up is going to crash at some point.
Yeah, and I'm getting myself ahead of it. Good 6 years into the NBA. We have to have this dust up. I'll do the Donnybrook on Ty Jerome. I mean, Sam Merrill found the fountain of relativity last year after being bounced around six times previously.
Yeah, but even if he turns out to be excellent under Atkinson, a guy who, by the way, has coached him before, take that for whatever it's worth, even if all of a sudden he becomes great, he's not going to be what it is right now. What he is right now is, I mean, the numbers he has is, through 18 minutes, if you put it out, is one of the best in the NBA.
216-474-0092. Are you invested in the Cavs chasing, not obtaining yet, but chasing the all-time fast start in NBA history, 24-0 with the 15-16 Warriors? When can I get you on my side?
Oh, it's fun. It's a fun storyline to
yeah,
it all.
But no,
it's
no, not. It, I'm not. I'm just, not. It reeks with sarcasm. Not sarcasm.
No. It's fun. It's not why I watch the. I don't watch game in, game out to be like, oh, number 13 now, number
then
14
when?
Now, number 15 now. I don't think it's going to happen. I
so
don't think it's going
to
happen.
21-0. You're not going to.
We'll just, talk just about it.
No.
We do 5 hours a night.
I want you to
night.
Record this right
we'll
now.
We'll talk about it.
I don't think they're going to be 21-0.
Am I going to be on the edge of my seat being like 21, 22? No.
I don't believe
no.
you. You,
no.
I, you, no, I
no,
think,
I know it because I made peace with the whole thing escaping yesterday. When you're down 9 late in the third quarter and you put out that 5-man lineup, I'm like, I guess this is it.
So you can't change your opinions
and
after they won?
I did it Saturday night when they were down by double digits as well. I'm like, I guess this is where it goes and this is where it ends. And I know what's going to happen. You're dead on. The Hornets game or something stupid is going to end it. And I'm like, all right. Good run. Good start to the season.
But how you can be this cynical about
it's
this team
cynical.
Is the thing. That's very cynical.
No, it's just they're 12-1. If they're 13-1, if they're 14-0, it doesn't make a difference to me. They're playing great basketball. It's the only thing I care about.
Yeah, okay, but they're playing great basketball and winning, and they do have a chance. It is an outside chance. I'm trying to meet you in the middle.
They got to win more games in a row than they currently have to start it off to start off the season.
I almost don't want to say it on air.
Say it.
Because
say it.
You might just be enough of a contrarian. I say that with love and respect. I'm also a bit of a contrarian. You might just be enough to just hold out a little bit longer. They get in second place. They get to 16-0. They'll be only the second team in NBA history to get to 16-0.
This whole mark that you didn't know existed 3 weeks ago is like the greatest thing you've ever seen.
That's every stat ever. Like
No.
Every stat. That is a big generalization.
Yeah, exactly. Like last week you compared it to the home run chase. It was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. This is not
73. We're not splicing into other games because the Cavs go for 16-0 across the NBA network, NBA TV. Yeah. Yet.
You don't think this is gonna become a huge story?
I think it's a huge story that they're undefeated. Okay, you would have the same YouTube videos and the same national pundits questioning what's going on and how is Atkinson doing this if they were 11-1 or if they're 12-0.
No, that's not the conversation we're having.
You
we're
asked
having
it.
About
you asked,
when
you asked
does
that
the
question.
Streak when does the streak become
that's, but that's not the question
national,
you just asked me.
Well, okay, but when does it no, and by the way, no. If they started the season 0-1 and then went 1-12 game straight, I don't think we're having the same conversation.
We totally are.
But this
are.
Is about you and you're deflecting
no,
right now.
No, we totally
now,
are, though.
And I want to know, when's it going to be? 18-0?
Not possible.
I'm going to throw it around the room right now.
Not possible.
We're going to predict
I don't
when
care
JP
about it.
All of a sudden starts caring about this.
I don't care about
it. It's happening. If the longer they win, it is a every win, it goes up
10%. I thought it was really fun when they went 10-0 and they did the garland with the number on the back of it and then did the dash O. I thought that was a really nice touch by the social media department.
I looked at you and said his name.
I'm like, that's a good graphic.
How many wins?
I think it's going to take him after the two Hawks games at the end of the month.
Okay, you're going to have to put that in terms that everybody knows. We're not looking at an NBA schedule right
now. Hawks games. He's counting.
Yeah. All right, give it.
I think it's going to be 23.
All right.
23.
Yeah, I think he's going to hold out.
Dude,
I think he's
going to
hold out for it.
Are you doing a party? You going to do a party if they get to 23-0? Like, what are you?
Yeah, I might
we're
do
throw
a
some
party.
Sort of massive party.
We'll call our friends at Master Pizza. We'll see what we can do up here.
Let's break a record nobody cares about.
All right, Jax. That, by the way. That you're a pain in the ass for that answer.
Would you
Mac.
Take? Would you take a undefeated start to the season to break the record, or would you take a conference finals appearance?
That's not. No, that's a
which
ridiculous.
Which one do you care about more?
That is such a ridiculous statement.
Which one do you care about more?
Yeah, I clearly care about the conference finals appearance.
Well,
so way to diminish.
I guess you got your priorities straight after all.
All right, Jax, when is he going to start caring?
If they beat the Celtics to go to 16-0, that'll be it.
Yes. Oh man, thank you. Because he's afraid of the Celtics, which he should be. They're a great team.
I am afraid of the Celtics.
That sounded like I was very forceful.
They are a very good team.
They're a very good team. You beat the Celtics to go to 16-0. You will flip the switch and you will have to eat a you know what burger on air. Not literally. That's another station. But you I will need some sort of kowtowing on air. With the second that you flip the switch and you get it on the streak.
It's not happening. I don't care about the streak. It's not going to happen. I love the win. I love a Celtics win. That would get me excited.
Just another win here. Just another win here. Just another win over the Celtics. I don't even care what their record is.
It's nice to play great basketball.
That is.
It's nice that a lot of things are happening. Love the bench.
All right.
Big Ty Jerome support. When Nick wouldn't back up Ty Jerome, who was in his corner?
Wait. Didn't you just say he was a fluke?
I don't know that it's going to stay, guys. I don't know that it's going to stay.
All right, Mr. Reality here, striking us 216-474-0092. The question is, are you where JP is? Do you have no interest in the record? You just are enjoying good basketball. I was going to say like 20-0. I think I'm with Jax. I'm stealing your answer. I'm co-opting. I'm not stealing. I'm co-opting your answer. Do you care about the record? And when we come back, Darius Garland does say the honest thing, and we're all better for it. 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.